So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Ha'ish Migaleach on the Zeris Aviv, Ve'ina Ish Migalachas on the Zeris Aviha. A man whose father was a Nazir and died may use his father's Nazirus money for his own Karbanus Nazirus. However, a woman may not use her father's Nazirus money for her own Karbanus Nazirus. Because, as Rabbi Yochanan explains, Halacha Ibn Nazir, there is Halacha Moshe Mesinai that only a son may use his father's Nazirus money. But there is no Halacha Moshe Mesinai for a daughter, even if she was an only daughter who inherits her father's assets. And the Mishnah elaborates, Lefi Girsas HaTesis V'Arash, Ketzad mi shehayu hu va'av nazirim behifrish avim mais dumin linzirusay v'meis. When may the son use his father's money? If both the father and the son were nazirim, and the father was makdash money for his karbanas nazirus without stipulating, and then died, Rabbi Yosi says hare elu yiplu l'nedava, ein zim megalecha nazirus aviv. In this case, the son may not use the money. Rather, the money must be used for eilas nedava, because as Tesis explains, Halacha Moshe Mesinai does not include a son who was already obligated in his own karbanas when his father died, but rather a zehu shemegalech on the zirus aviv, mishaya aviv nazir v'hifresh mois stumim on the zirusay v'meis, v'ama hareini nazir amanash shegalech mois abba, zehu shemegalech on the zirus aviv. The son may use his father's money if only the father was a nazir and he was makdash money for his karbanas nazirus without stipulating, and then he died. His son may use the money if he becomes a Nazir B'tnai on condition that he will use his father's money for his Kabbanas Nazirus. The Gemara asks, Ibailahu, Pligi Rabban Naled Rabbi Yosi, Eloi Pligi. Do the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yosi or not? And if we assume that they do disagree, Aresha Pligi, do they disagree only in the Resha and hold that the son may use the money even when he was a Nazir while his father was still alive? However, they do agree with Rabbi Yosi in the Seifa that he may also use the money when he becomes a Nazir after his father dies. Accordingly, in both cases, he may use his father's Nazirus money, or a Seifa Pligi. They only disagree in the Seifa and hold that the son may not use the money when he becomes a Nazir after his father dies. However, they do agree with the Rabbi Yosi in the Resha that he may not use the money when he was a Nazir while his father was alive. Accordingly, in both cases, he may not use his father's Nazirus money, because as the Rosh explains, the Chacham would hold that there is no such halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that it is Megaleach on the Zirus Aviv. The Gemara proves that Aresha Pligi, from a Braisa in which Rabbi Elazar, Vermeir, Rabbi Yehuda hold that Megaleach Amois Aviv, even when Hayuhuva of Nazirim, the father and son were both Nazirim while the father was alive. Rabba asks, Yesh le shnei ban Nazirim Mahu, what is the halacha if the father had two sons who were Nazirim? Do we say that the first son to become a Nazir uses all the money because Hilchas HaGemirin law called the Kodim Gilach Gilach, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai stipulates that the first one to bring Karbanis is entitled to the money? Or we say that the money is distributed evenly between both sons because Yerush HaGemirin law, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai stipulates that each son who inherits is entitled to the money? And even if we assume that Yerush HaGemirin law, Bechayru Pashad Mai, what's the Halacha if one of the sons was a Bechar, the firstborn? Do we say the Bechor is not entitled to a double portion of the money because the Yerusha through a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai is not as other Yerusha or Yerushahi. The Bechor is entitled to a double portion of the money because the Yerusha is as any other Yerusha. And even if we assume that Yerushahi, what is the halacha if the father was makdish the money with a lashon, an expression of hektish, in which he stated, Hare elu l'karbanas nazirusai. This money is for the karbanas of my nazirus. Do we say, Bechor einin eitel pishnayim, because bechulin hu de isle pishnayim, al behekdish loi. Bechor only receives pishnayim of the money if the father was makdish the money with a lashon of chulin, in which he states, Mois elu l'nazirus, this money is for my nazirus. But he does not receive pishnayim if his father used a lashon hektish. Or, Bechor einin eitel pishnayim, because kivin the kani le'ligaluach lo'ishna, the Bechor receives pishnayim in all instances. These questions remain unresolved. The Gemara continues with another question. Aviv nazir olam, v'hu nazir stam. What's the halacha if the father was a nazir for his whole life, while the son was only a nazir for 30 days, or vice versa? Do we say, b'noi einu megalech, the son may not use his father's money, because ki gemirin hilchasa b'stam nazirus. The halacha l'Moshe Mesinai was given only regarding a regular nazirus of 30 days, but not in nazirus olam. Or b'noi migaleach, because loishna, the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai includes all nazirus. And even if we assume that lo yishna, that is only because hacha id v'idin naziris tara. Both the father and son would use the money for the same karbonis of a nazir tara. However, what is halacha if aviv nazir tamei, but who nazir tahar? The father was makdish the money for karbonis of nazir tamei, while the son wants to use the money for karbonis of a nazir tahar, or vice versa. Do we say b'noy eina migalech, because the money will be used for different karbonis, or b'noy migalech, because lo yishna? The halacha l'mesh mesina applies to all karbonis of a nazir. Tekui, these questions remain unresolved. Hanulach Mishama, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak of Masechtas Nazir, and we'll begin the fifth parak, Beishamai, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.